I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa, and we're bringing you live Warhawk football. North Mahaska Warhawks tonight return home in week number 4 to face BGM, the Bears of BGM. North Mahaska coming off a tough loss last week to homecoming for Belle Plaine. Belle Plaine got on the board early and often. The Warhawks were able to make a game of it in the second half, but the Warhawks nonetheless kind of tuck the tail between their legs and head back home. They're looking to get back to their winning ways as we were able to beat that Cardinal team here a couple weeks ago. Warhawks sitting at 1-2. This broadcast on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com, brought to you by myself, Wendell Campbell, State Farm in Oskaloosa, Pro Row Antiques, and New Sharon, the Griffs of New Sharon, Gardner, Collier Jewelry, American Cleaning, Medicap Pharmacy, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland, Cargill of New Sharon, and Community First Credit Union in Oskaloosa, Proline Building Company of New Sharon, Windstream, and Crop Production Services. We thank all of our sponsors here tonight. Tonight's game is brought to you by Proline Building Company in New Sharon. We'll get to iowadreambuilder.com, their website, and we'll get to them a little later on. But just an absolute beautiful night. We've got Touchdown Tommy with me here tonight.
Hello.
For second week action for him. Week number 4 of Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio. She's an absolute beautiful evening for football. Weather, what would you say, Tommy? Probably low 70s?
Yeah, low 70s, high 80s.
Low 70s, high 80s. That's a
good nah, low 70s probably.
Low 70s, a little breeze out of the south.
Probably 71 degrees.
5 minutes to go. The North Mahaska Warhawks in there, red on red. Red jerseys, red pants. Look, we saw a couple times last year. They're going through the defensive starter here for North Mahaska. One thing we did see as we were coming in tonight, Tommy, Clay Gleason, number 81. Clay didn't have pads on tonight and looked like a brace around one of his wrists. So, Hibbler, number 13, coming out onto the field. We can't call his name quite often on the course of the night on the defensive side. They're calling the defensive starters. Dumont, number 18, a sophomore here on this defensive team starting tonight. Spolstra, another sophomore, number 22, who comes out. We got some young kids on both sides of the ball for North Mahaska.
Yeah, we do. Quite a few of them played last year as well as that I can remember.
Last year kind of out of necessity at times with some injuries to some of the starters. Come out. Fawcett, Flainer coming behind him. Spiker, number 79, out onto the field. Spiker doing a lot of the kicking duties for special teams. A lot of kids that play both ways on this team tonight. So.
Yeah, there is.
Carson Scotchill, number 9, we'll be calling his number quite a bit tonight, the tailback. Featured on the offensive side of the ball for the Warhawks. Gabe Simmons, number 10. Another senior here on the offensive side of the ball. As I told you, tonight's broadcast brought to you by Proline Building Company. Building dreams is what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dreams with a Proline building. New building construction's on your to-do list. Don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline's been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Reputation has been built. You're about to fix all my papers away. The reputation is built upon integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com today and book your dream today. We thank Jay Mill and the boys back in the studio that are kind of running the show. We thank all you for tuning in, either through the Thunderbolt app or online. We're blessed to work with a great group of guys. The only station around going to be bringing you, I think, 7 games. So every Friday night, we've got 7 local games that we're going to be bringing you live on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. So I think everybody, Giffel number 76, as they're introducing the offensive starters. He's a sophomore in that offensive line. Hothover number 84 out onto the field. We're down to about 2 minutes to go. We're going to get the captains out and do the coin toss and see to do here tonight. But like we talked about earlier, Tommy, you know, it's one of those, the Warhawks have had trouble here in the last 2 years as we followed them. Just had trouble getting off the bus and playing away from home.
Yeah, let's hope they can come out of the locker room tonight and actually play some hard-nosed football tonight.
Hard-nosed football from the start. I tell you what, I think talking to Coach Jarrett last week after the game, you know, they seemed like all week last week we were calling offensive plays for the Warhawks. It seemed like they were on offense all night long. It took them three quarters to figure out to get into the end zone. Had a couple chances early on in that game in the first half. Got the ball down, got it close.
Yeah, I got down to the four-yard line and happened to fumble the ball.
Lost a fumble on that one and lost had the ball close again at the end of the first half as well. Not able to punch it in before end of the half. Lanphier, Rutledge, Stoghill, and Pothoven out the middle of the field.
You know, North Madison had two turnovers last week, both fumbles. And
both of those recovered by the Belle Plaine team. That I don't want to say they were the better team. They certainly played better on Friday night. Once North Mahaska, you know, got the kind of figured out in the second half, able to move and actually get on the board. It looks like North Mahaska is going to defer to the second half. So BGM is going to be receiving the ball. And the Warhawks be kicking right to left. Warhawks in the red jerseys, red pants, all red tonight for the North Mahaska Warhawks. We're winding it down. They're going to set it. We're going to get ready to kick off here. Week number four of Friday Night Lights. Coming to you live, New Sharon, Iowa, North Mahaska High School. Just an absolutely gorgeous evening for football. We're going to be checking the scores. Tommy will be bringing us the scores from around the area. He's going to be using the Thunderbolt app, a free download from KIIC Radio, and from the iTunes store or from the Android mobile store, you can go download that KIIC Thunderbolt app. Get all the scores from all the area games, plus you can listen to one of any different seven games. Jason and the guys are calling that Albia game tonight. Was Albia a little bit of a scare last week? First half of that game, Appella Christian went into halftime, I think tied up or down a touchdown, but they absolutely went alive. 35 unanswered points in that game. Come up on Appella Christian. Tonight, Sigourney is visiting Appella Christian. A good game happened in just the next county over. We'll be checking that score as we go along here tonight. This Sigourney, Kyoto team, a good team. But Appella Christian team, last year, I think if they had a little more depth, I think they would have given Sigourney a little bit more. So, Spiker to kick, low line drive kick. It's going to be fielded about the 15 by BGM up 25 to 30. He cuts midfield and only the kicker to beat, and he's going to take it all the way. That's number seven, Jace Knight.
Wow.
Well, Jace Knight ran absolutely right through the middle of the kick coverage for the Warhawks and took it 85 yards to the house. So that took him all of about 4 seconds to field the ball and take it all the way. Not how we wanted to start out, you know.
No, it is not. I'm having flashbacks from last year. Right.
Tell you what, I hate to even bring up last year, but that game last year got out of hand way early. As BGM came into that game last year as the number one rated Class A team in the state of Iowa. So Knight takes the kick. Jace Knight takes the kick 85 yards for the score, pending the extra point. Ball's down, kick is up. Kick is good. That's number 21, Andrew Crady, for the Bears. So 14 seconds in, Bears lead this one 7-0. Not the start I think Coach Jarrett wanted to have.
No.
Didn't take long for the Bears to jump on the Warhawks early. Kick coverage has been something too, we've battled all year. You know, field position, good returns. But we can play two sides of that. We've got a couple of good kick returners on our side as well.
Yes, we do.
Normally Gleason and Pothoven, but Gleason out tonight with injury. See who wanders. It looks like he's going to line up back there with Pothoven.
You know, I think Wanders was back there last year.
Wanders did do some kick returning last year. So Crady set the kick for the Bears. Again, 14 seconds, 85 yards, one kick return, and BGM goes up 7-0. Crady set the kick from his own 40. Rothy comes up. The kick, short kick left side. Pottle is going to come out and field it about the 20, about the 25 to 30. He sidesteps the tackle. And he's drug down about the 30, 31. That's where the Warhawks will take over on offense, first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. 11:40 to go in the first quarter. BGM leading us from 7-0 as they took the opening kickoff, 85 yards all the way to the house. Very familiar set out here tonight with Hotel in the pistol, two extra side, and pitch is going to be near side Stotchel. Stotchel is going to come to the 30. Going to make it up to about the 35. He ran off left side and picked up four. To bring up second and six.
Yeah, let's give him four.
Good play is Warhawk's been running that kind of a wing tee or a veer offense as Hibbler lines up in more kind of a pistol with Rutledge to his left and Simmons behind him. Now they're in the power eye, three backs behind Hibbler. Rutledge, Pothoven, Stodgill. Handoff's going to, they're going to hand off Stodgill left side. He's going to make it up to about the 37. Pick up about two. Going to bring up a third and, we'll call it third and four.
Third and three.
Third and three. Give him an extra half yard. So third and three for North Mahaska. Ball near side of the field. North Mahaska traveling right to left as you face your radio. Again, they line up in that kind of wing tee. Hibbler looks to his left. Stodgill behind him. And he's going to, well, Hibbler's going to keep it. He's going to pick it up. Pass midfield into BGM territory. Hibbler's going to make up near sideline. 25-20. And he's going to be drug out of bounds inside the 10. Huge pickup by Hibbler. And Hibbler ran it off right side, cut it to the near side of the field. Hibbler will run up the sideline. Huge pickup by Hibbler. Touchdown saving tackler by number 7, Jason Knight, the one who ran it 85 yards not too long ago. So a huge pickup by Hibbler is going to give the Warhawks first and 10 inside their 10-yard line, down to the 7, first and goal to go. Again, Bortel in the veer. Pitch is going to be far side. Stodgill, he's going to turn up field, try and spin away from a tackler. Not make it away. He's tripped up, got back to the line of scrimmage, going to bring up second and goal to go from the 7. No pickup on the play for Stodgill. Rutledge comes limping off. I'm going to take a look at him. Simmons comes on. Rosenball comes off. The Warhawks break huddle. Now you've got Spolstra. Spolstra in there for Rutledge. Getting the lean tee. Going to take the handoff. Hibbler's going to follow Spolstra off the left side, down inside the 5, down to the 4. Pick up a 3. Pick up a 3 for the Warhawks. We're going to see a third and goal to go from about the 4. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. BGN lead this one 7-0, but the Warhawks knocking on the doorstep as they got a third and goal to go from the 4-yard line. Again, lined up in the veer with Hibbler backfield. Thumb ball comes down. BGM. Hibbler never has a snap. Ball came back. Hibbler never got it into him. Ball comes out, and BGM falls out. And I tell you what, Tommy, this is the same thing we saw last week.
Yes, it
every,
is.
Every positive thing we could do early to get down inside there, and then a turnover negates all of it. So no points for the Warhawks to come away with. The BGM is going to take over first and 10 on their own 7-yard line as the defensive lineman for BGM was able to follow up. The Bears first and 10. All on their 7-yard line. Tanner Jansen, sophomore under center. He's going to hand off inside on kind of a little short reverse, and he's going to get
gone.
And he's going to take it all the way. That's number 17, Dalton Jack. Dalton Jack's going to take it 93 yards. He outran a diving leap by Pothoven. BGM. Ran a little kind of a counter play there as the wingback Jack came from the far side, cut in through. He made it to the sideline, and he outran everybody. 93 yards on the play for BGO with 8:50 to go in the first quarter. Puts them up 13-0. And then the extra point, that's going to be Crady. Andrew Crady in for the extra point try for BGN. That's down, ball's up. The kick is good. So with that, one play, 93 yards for BGN. And with 8:50 to go in the first quarter, that puts the Bears up 14-0. I want to remind everybody, tonight after the show, is the Locker Room Show on 96.7 KIIC Radio. You can also catch that on Fox 15 out of the Tumbler. Our production here tonight brought to you by Proline Building Company of New Sharon, and also ProRo Antiques. ProRo is where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. And if they don't have it, Linda and Sharon will find it. ProRo Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. With 8:50 to go, BGM is going to get ready to kick the ball for the second time in the first quarter. Crady lines up his second kick. Tell you what, Tommy, sure feels like what we had last year.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of feels like what we got into last year. So Crady lined up the kick for the Bears. Low line drive kick to the left, and that ball's going to roll out of bounds. With that, that's going to get a good field position for the Warhawks as the ball kicked out of bounds. Procedural penalty on BGM for kick out of bounds. It's going to give them a 1st and 10. Ball spotted on the Warhawks' own 40-yard line. I guess it didn't go quite past the 35, so they give them the spot where the ball was kicked out, which is about the 37. So that's where... Borchell and the Warhawk offense is going to take over 1st and 10 with 8:50 to go in the first quarter. Borchell in the beer, going to hand off near side to Stodgill. Stodgill met at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Looks like they're going to give him the line of scrimmage for no gain and bring up a 2nd and 10.
No, he lost a yard or two.
They take a they did. Okay, I'm sorry, lost a 2 on the play. So 2nd and. That'll give him one, so 2nd and 11. Coach Arrett and the offense are going to take a timeout and talk about it. It looks like Rutledge is still down on the sideline. They've got his left shoe off. It looks like they're wrapping the left leg of Rutledge, hoping to get him back out there. Timeout gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. McGriff of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry Red Brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, carbon woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's of New Sharon is proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics at North Mahaska High School. Tonight's coverage brought to you by, sponsored by, Proline Building Company. New Sharon, if new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline is a building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, storage building since 1986. Reputation has been built on integrity and putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. The crews work harder to get the job done. defense stepped up here in the last two plays, been able to stop them for a short game. Jansen under center, two receivers far side, single back behind him. That's Jack. He's going to drop back to pass. Got a guy running down the middle of the field, and the ball is going to be broken up. Great play.
Andrew Gumont.
Andrew Gumont on the defense as he turned around with a pass right in his face and was able to knock it away.
Almost got an interception, but the wide receiver kind of knocked it out of Gumont's hands.
Is that Tyrell? Braden Tyrell, number 44, I think, on the was the player for BGM. A great play by Andrew Gumont, knocks the ball down. So fourth and nine is going to see this Bears team set up to punt. Kind of a weird punt formation. They've got what is now three receivers near side.
They're going for it.
Nope. Little rugby style kick. Otto was gonna get it near side. He's gonna run, spin, miss another tackle, and fall forward. He's able to make it up past the 30. They're gonna mark him down and ball ready for play at about the 32-yard line.
That defense really showed up in those last couple flat series.
Not sure what Coach Arrow's talking to the near side official. Looks like a procedural penalty on the Bears. So that's still going to keep the Warhawks the ball. First and 10, 4:26 to go. The Bears leading this one 14-0, but North Mahaska has been able to move the ball. We got inside the 10 on the first series of the night so far for the Warhawks. And then a fumble, just like we had last week at Pelt Plain. A fumble gave the Bears the ball back. So ball near side of the field. North Mahaska traveling right to left. They line up in the kind of a wing tier of your offense. Hanoff's going to be near side, going to fake it. He's going to tuck it down and around the right side. That's Hitler. Hitler's going to make it up past the 40, the 45. Going to run out of bounds about the 47.
He dragged two BGM players.
Portell, not Hitler. Portell. I want to keep saying Hitler. That's Portell under
center. That's Portell.
Portell able to, so far tonight, Portell's had two really good pickups on the ground. Stops the clock with 4:14 to go. They wind the clock ready for play. First and 10. Warhawks just about up to midfield. Portell's going to go under center. Power eye behind him. Pothoven comes in motion near side. They're going to pitch it near side to Stotchel. Stotchel's going to duck a tackle up past midfield to 45 into Bear territory. They're going to mark it down about the 43. So pick up close to 10. Yep, they're going to move the chains up the first down for the Warhawks. So two straight plays, two straight first downs. We have not had a hard time moving the ball so far, Tommy.
No, that's something that they just need to keep doing is just pound the ball.
Pound the ball. Protect the ball. That's the biggest thing.
Protect the ball, pound the ball.
Mental errors, as Coach Eric talked to us last week after the game, just mental errors have been the stumbling block. So Portell's going to hand off this side. Looks like Rutledge up the middle. He's going to come near side up to the 30, down to the 25. Big pickup by Rutledge down to the 26. They're going to mark him down at the 26. So another big pickup. Huge pickup for this Warhawk offense, and they have been moving the ball very, very well. No points to show for it, but we are definitely moving the ball. The Bears are going to take a timeout and talk about it. It's three straight times. The Warhawks have been able to pick up 10-plus yards, move the chains, and march it right down the field. Gives us a chance to thank Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Wacy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Pull up our Thunderbolt app here, and we're going to take a look at some area scores. Let Tommy take a look at those. Tommy stuffing his face with the loaded nachos from the snack shack here at North Mahaska High School. Best nachos in the area that we have found.
They are. They're even good cold.
We usually try and get here a little early enough to have a few, and sometimes we end up kind of eating them through the broadcast as we go. So.
Hello, Christian 7, Sigourney 0.
7-0 over Sigourney.
Still in the first quarter there.
Big battle over in Monroe County tonight as a fellow Christian team gave Albia a scare last week. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. See the Bears of BGM up 14-0, but the Warhawks are marching. Ball near side of the field right here in front of us. Ortell's going to take the handoff. Pitch right side to Stodgill. Stodgill goes right to Green in front of 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carson Stodgill.
26 yards
as Carson Stodgill took the pitch off the right side and able to run up. They bit hard on the fake by Bortel. As Bortel, again, faked the handoff to Rutledge up the middle. And Stodgill takes it.
You know, that was perfect timing. Yards. Perfect timing on that pitch.
Great. He had nothing but green ahead of him. One defender to beat, and he outran him all the way to the end zone. So great run by Carson, 26 yards.
Great blocking. It all just lined up for him on that one. Hopefully they can just keep that up all game.
Number two, Jack Munson into the kick. Munson's kick is up. Kick is good. But Munson's kick, that puts Norman Warhawks on the board. 14-7 with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. You know, I thought we've had a lot of action so far in this this opening 12 minutes. You take two big plays away from BGM, and Norton Mahaska is leading this game 7-0, but put this on the flip side. We're down 14-7, but definitely a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence going into the 65th to stop, and they were finally able to solve this this BGM juggernaut of an offense. So 3:27 to go. BGM Bears up 14-7, but the Warhawks have been able to move the ball rather easily on that series. American Cleaning is your certified expert cleaning company. You find yourself in need of restoration work for fire, water damage, for flood or backup, including mold testing. American Cleaning is who you need to call. And whatever you need, team, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. Spiker goes out, puts the ball on the tee. The Warhawks set the kick right to left as we face, as you face your radio dial. Two deep, looks like Knights and low line drive kick. Ball bounces at the 25. Going to be fielded about the 23. That's past the 30.
Nice. 30 tackle.
Got by a great stop by Hibbler. Hibbler and Dumont in on the stop for North Miasta.
That was a nice hit right there.
Great hit. Hibbler kind of went unabated into the runner and knocked him down. So great play by the special teams. I tell you what, if we can limit field position here for the Bears, stop the big plays. We proved we've been able to keep them at bay for four plays. Jansen, number six, Tanner Jansen, into the huddle, brace huddle. Bears come out in a two tight end set. Jansen under center, two wide the far side. Jansen takes the snap, going to pitch far side. He's going to duck a tackler, but then be met at the line of scrimmage and driven back by the rest of the Warhawk defense.
Gain of about a half yard.
About a half yard. Who wasn't in that play? That may be easier than
the whole
Stodgill,
line.
Spiker. Spolstra, I think, was in on that one, too. Great stop. So pick up a one, going to give the Bears a second nine, 2:57 to go in the first quarter. BGM Bears leading this one 14-7, but the Warhawk defense is starting to show a little bit of life here. Jansen under center, eye formation behind him. Receiver each side, ball middle of the field. Handoff's going to be near side. Going to be net driven back. Great play. I think Hudnut, number 15. No, that's Lampier. Austin Lampier. Huge stop as Lampier met him in the hole and drove him downward. No gain on the play. Going to bring up a third and long for the Bears. The defense is starting that play with a little bit of life, Tommy.
Hey, that's what you need.
Getting some of the fans in a third and long here. Crowd starting to pick up. A lot of red here. North Maskin, Jansen under center. A little bubble screen out far side. Going to cut upfield up past the 40. The shoestring tackle.
That'd be Wanders.
Shoestring talking about Wanders, but it's going to be a pickup of about 10. First down for the Bears. Third and long. Sees them go 10 yards and move the chains for a fresh set of downs. Good play by Waters. Waters was able to grab around his ankles and keep him at bay because otherwise there was nothing to stop him the rest of the way. Jensen under center, eye formation behind him. Handoff's going to be left side. He's going to cut near side. Drug down. Got Waters again.
No. I think that's Bortel.
That was Bortel. He's everywhere. That kid's everywhere. Bortel drags him down. I believe it was Knight in on the carry. Or no, that was Massingale, number 28. Pick up the four, going to bring the second and six for the Bears. Ball middle of the field. Receiver both sides, eye formation in behind Jansen. Check. Take the snap, handoff left side. Pick up 29, Kilmer. Lanker in on the stop. Kilmer picks up about three. It's going to bring up a third and short for the Bears, third and about two. No, I'm going to give him three. So third and three.
Yeah, about three.
Third and three for the Bears. Aside from a couple big plays, the Bears really haven't been able to sustain much on the offensive side of the ball. Jansen now in the shotgun. Four receivers to each side. And they're going to bring everybody here. Jansen's going to roll out near side. Got a man there. Just going to overthrow his receiver. 21, Andrew Crady, the kicker Crady, as he overthrew the hands of Crady, and that's going to bring up a fourth and three for the Bears. Ball on the 47-yard line, up around midfield. You know, the way North Maaska's moved the ball, you think that the Bears would be inclined to kick here, but kind of a funky punt formation. They line up three receivers near side, one receiver far side, and their kicker just a little further back than what a typical shotgun formation would be.
I think it's so they can might be able to run a fake if needed.
Man comes in motion near side. There's the snap. A little rugby-style kick right side. That's going to go over pot, over 10. And out of bounds.
About the 26.
We're going to mark... they're marking out of bounds about the... They're marking at the 30. So kick out of bounds. Going to give... Going to give the Warhawks the ball first and 10 at their only 30, at their own 30-yard line. And the way they've been able to move the ball and give them an opportunity to tie this one up. We've got 25.1 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, the wing team behind. Hand off to Rutledge. A little early action on the offensive line is going to be a procedural penalty on the Warhawks. Going to back them all up first 15. Bring the ball back to the 25.
Score update real quick. Pella Christian 6, Sigourney Keota 7.
All right,
second quarter.
I think that one's going to be a tight one all night long. Two good teams in Sigourney. Eddieville, Blinksburg, Fremont, another game you can catch here live on KIIC Radio. But they travel tonight to Iowa City, Regina. A juggernaut in that Regina team. The power eye behind Hibbler. Hibbler's going to hand off left side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to be about the line of scrimmage and drop. For a no gain, can bring up second 15. I think that's the last play we're going to get off in the first quarter as the clock gets down with about 10 seconds to go. Fortell.
Well, that Iowa City Regina team has one loss in 54 games.
I believe it was stolen 2 weeks ago. Stopped a 54-game winning streak for Iowa City Regina. So
and that score right now is 7-0.
7-0 Iowa City.
That is correct.
So maybe Eddieville, Blakesburg give that Iowa City team a run for their money. So with that, at the end of the first quarter, sees the BGM Bears up 14-7, but the Warhawks able to finally put some offensive mustard behind it and able to pound in for a score. They're going to be taking over second and 15 as we start the second quarter. Gives us a chance to thank Medi-Cap Pharmacy. Medi-Cap pharmacists are knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The Medi-Cap staff knows me, and I know them. They know my medications, my health care history. They take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's the Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. Tonight's broadcast is underwritten and brought to you by Proline Building Company of New Sharon. Proline Building Company website is iowadreambuilder.com for a good reason. There's so many folks out there who thought they were getting a great deal from some fly-by-night construction company, only to realize when it was too late that the building dream turned into a horrible nightmare. For over 26 years, Proline has been building sweet dreams for satisfied customers. Proline builds exceptional quality, agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings. They always put their customers first. They'll meet or beat your budget without taking shortcuts. The job will be done right, start to finish, and on time. Avoid those nightmares. Visit iowadreambuilder.com.
It's getting a little chilly out here.
Wind's starting to pick up a little bit. Fortell. Got the snap before he was really expecting it. Bortel runs around near side. Going to get up past the 25 and be knocked out of bounds. Pickup of about
one?
About maybe a half yard. As they run Bortel out. Seems like he ran a lot more than just gained a half a yard there on the near side. But ran him out of bounds. Is going to bring up a third down now. Rosendahl set to go on the field, bringing the play in from Coach Eric. Gage Simmons comes out. Wartell comes into the huddle. Start of the second quarter. Third and 14, ball on the Warhawk 26-yard line. Looking for a big play here. A lot of green on that far side, though. They overload the near side. Let Rutledge have it. Rutledge is going to be met at the line of scrimmage and drop for no gain. Rutledge had nowhere to run. He'll bring up a fourth and 15. Yeah, they gave him a yard, so fourth and 13.
Hey.
You would think the Warhawks are going to kick it away here. Simmons goes back to kick as Jason Knight back to receive for BGM. Jace took the opening kicks 83 yards for a score. Kick's going to be toward the far sideline. Ball's going to hit about the 50 and roll down. And there it's going to be down at midfield. That's Wanders. Wanders able to down the ball. The Bears are going to take over. First and 10 at midfield. Let me travel right to left as you face your radio dial. Need to get that spark back onto the defensive side of the ball. We've been able to stop the Bears on two defensive sets here for the Warhawks.
That first quarter, 11 plays, or 12 plays, 137 yards.
137 yards offense now. Three receivers set. Yeah, for the pitch is going to be far side. And they cut up the 45, down to the 42. That time, number 29, Kevin Kilmer. Kilmer for the Bears, able to pick up about 8 yards on the play. Going to bring up a second short. Second and 2 with 10:52 to go in the second quarter. Bears lead this one 14-7. Stark contrast to last year, Tommy, we had how many, 6 or 7 touchdowns in the first half of that game?
First half of that game was 63-0.
This game started off, we thought we'd see a little more of that. Jonathan now under center. And it's going to be an inside handoff. That was going to be the Knight. That's going to be met and driven back. But he's going to lose yardage on the play. Great pickup as they faked it near side and then a little inside handoff to Knight, Jason Knight, and then he's met and driven back. So loss of 3 on the play. Going to bring up third and, well, we'll give him a loss of 2, 3rd and 4 on the
Iowa City, Regina, 14. Eddyville, Lakeford, 0.
14-0. High formation now behind Jensen. Jensen under center. And that's going to be a right side. Follows his blocks around. Number 29. Kilmer again.
Gain of 3.
Kilmer's going to be short, and that's going to bring up a 4th and short. 4th and about a yard for the Bears. We've seen them go for it so far here on these short 4th down plays. Went back in the first quarter. They took it. Jensen just took the ball, ran right over center. So, 2 tight ends set now. Jensen under center. They bring it all up on the line. Jensen's going to sneak it around the left side and pick up about 4. He falls forward down close to the 37, close to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a fresh set of downs for the Bears. First and 10 with 9:21 to go in the quarter. Clock continues to run. We get down about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter here before halftime. BGM Bears now, 4 receivers set. Jensen goes into, pistol. Handoff's going to be inside to Knight. Knight's going to run far side, cut up past the 35.
We got Laundry.
Laundry on the field. The flag comes in toward the end of that, toward the end of that play.
Holding on the offense.
Holding on the Bears is going to bring this one back 10 yards. There's a pickup of about 7. Spot foul on this one. So that brings it back. They're going to get another shot here at first down, but it's going to be first and about, what would you call that, Tommy? About 16, 17 yards?
Roughly.
First and roughly 16, ball back to the 42-yard line.
22.
38 to go in the second quarter. Again, four receivers set. Jansen's going to keep it and run near side. Stockton almost gets him in the backfield. Stiff arm runs around near side. He tiptoes the sideline. Jansen gets it up inside the 30. Mark him down about the 27 out in the bounds. We're going to take a look at this one. I think he's going to be just short of the first down.
I think it's about 2 yards short, 1 yard.
About a yard short. So that's going to bring up second one. Run out of bounds, stops the clock with 8:22 to go in the half. So second one, second and short here. I would think the Bears take a little bit of a shot down the field. They're going to line up. Two tight ends, single receiver far side. Jensen's going to hand it off near side. Big hole met in the pitch back of Kilmer on the carry. Kilmer gets it down inside the 20-yard line.
Dumont Pothoven on the stop.
Dumont Pothoven able to pull him down, but not out until after a pickup of 8 yards. That's going to give the Bears a first and 10 inside the Warhawk 20-yard line.
Kind of looks like right on the 20.
Just the nose of the ball past the 20-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the half. Bears leading us on 14-7. A little bit of life in that first quarter for Bournemouth. Got them on the board, but the Bears have been controlling the clock ever since. Four wide receivers. Jensen again in the little bubble screen out near side. Saja was there. He shakes it back away at the 20 inside the 15 and brought down.
Hot Owen on the stop.
Hot Owen on the stop down inside the 15, close to about the 11. Pick up of 8 on the play. They get a second two for the Bears as Carson Stagio was there to make the play. The receiver, a little bubble screen out far side. The receiver able to spin away from Carson and pick up 8 yards as Carson would have had him knocked down easily for a loss. Again, the Bears back in a four-receiver set here. Jansen in the shotgun. Jansen's going to keep it, run straight up the middle, up 10-5 into the end zone.
Touchdown.
As they spread the field with four receivers, Jensen was able to get it upfield, pick up the 11 yards and into the end zone. So with that, Tanner Jansen score puts the BGN Bears up 20-7, pending the extra point with 7:06 to go in the second quarter. Brady indicates the extra point for the Bears. Picked it up. It is good. So the Bears get on the board for the third time in the first half. Sees them go up 21-7. 7:06 to go in the half. Gives a chance to thank Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. A company who puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Hop into one of their four locations in Albion, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Score update. Twin Cedars, 40, Sycamore, 0.
That game's still in the first half.
Still in the first quarter.
Wow.
Beacon 20, New London 0.
Beacon team, a team we won't see this year, is redistricting, takes them out of our district. Looking at the schedule, we are at Colfax next week. Colfax Mingo. They're back home in 2 weeks, October 3rd, for homecoming with GMG. As we played that team close last year, just not able to pull it off in the second half. So Brady up to kick for the Bears. Pretty low line drive kick.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Rosendahl, that ball's going to go out of bounds inside the 15. Another procedural penalty on a kick out of bounds for the Bears. It's going to give good field position again for the Warhawks.
Albia, 6, and North Polk, 7.
Ooh, so a close game in the Albia-North Polk game. If you want to catch that one, you can turn over to the mother station, 96.7, or tune in on the Thunderbolt app. Listen to that Albia game. We appreciate you listening to us, though, and we're going to keep you updated on the scores, so no need to listen to what's going on. Ball first and 10, spotted at the Warhawk 35-yard line as the kick out of bounds places the ball. Mortel is going to be under center, power eye in behind him. That's Rutledge, Podhoven, and Stodgehill. Two tight ends. And that's going to be up to the other end, Rutledge. Rutledge is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. He's going to make it near side and pick up another yard. Pick up of about, call it two.
2 yards.
We'll give him 2 yards. So that's going to bring up second and 8 for the Warhawks. Gentle breeze out of the south.
Where did it come from?
Nice warm breeze. It feels nice. I tell you, this week after the cold and kind of rain we had last week, it's kind of a nice change of pace. Nice cool evening, but not too cool. Great evening for football. Again, power eye behind Mortel. Podhoven comes in motion near side. Mortel's going to let Rutledge have it off the left side. He's going to make it up past the 40 and fall forward to the 42. Pick up about 5 on the play. That's going to bring up 3rd and 4 for the Warhawks. You're listening to KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. All the scores, one station. Just the locker room show tonight after the game. Jamil and the boys will be bringing all the scores from all the South Iowa. Got an equipment malfunction as the officials blow this one dead. All right, they're going to go ahead and wind this. So Bortel under center, power eye behind him. Rutledge, Podhoven, and Stodgehill. They're going to pitch it far side to Stodgehill. Stodgehill's going to make it upfield, twist and turn, up past the 45. They're going to mark him right at the 45, which if we conceivably started right at the 35, would give us
that should be the first set
down. Downs. You would think they would move the chains here. And they do, so
Carson
makes it. Carson needed 4. He got 4 and about 3 inches, so just enough to pick up the first down for the Warhawks. Gives them a 1st and 10 on their own 45-yard line. 5:33 to go in the half. BGN Bears leading this one 21-7 on 2 huge plays. Took the opening kickoff 83 yards for the score. And their first offensive possession takes the ball 93 yards for a score. You take those two out, we're all 9-7. But right now, it's score 21-7. Pistol for Bortel. Bortel runs off right side. He's going to get up to about the 48, close to the 49. Pick up a 3 on the play. Playmaker on the stop for the Bears. 2nd and 7. Ball spotted about the 48-yard line for the Warhawks. Ball middle of the field. Warhawks in their red jerseys, red pants. Little wing tee formation. Pitch is going to be far side Stodgehill. Stodgehill follows blockers, but nowhere to really go. He ran into the pile, opened something, would open up, but just nothing doing. So loss of about 1 on the play is going to bring it 3rd and 7 for the Warhawks with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Continues run. Bortel in the huddle here. Breaks huddle. Got Wanders near side. Split out far. Podhoven in the slot. Rutledge at the side. Podhoven comes in motion. Stodgehill behind Bortel. Bortel's going to take the handoff near side. Gets the ball up. Ball floats a little bit on him. And Podhoven's there. Podhoven sidesteps the receiver. Down to the 30, 25, 20.
Gone.
Podhoven's going to go all the way.
He is gone.
Good throw by Himmler. By Bortel, great throw by Bortel. He was hit as he threw. Ball floats a little bit. Podhoven comes back, makes the play on the ball. And Podhoven takes it all the way in. That's a 52-yard pass play. Bortel to Podhoven puts the Warhawks back on the board. Bears lead this one 21-13, pending the extra point. 3:49 to go in the second quarter. Great play.
This is what North Fasca needed.
Got a little shot in the arm. We had got him hooping and hollering in the first quarter. Now we got him hooping and hollering in the second quarter, pinning the kick. Ball's down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So with the extra point, that puts the Warhawks a little bit closer to taking back this one over. Puts 14 on the board. The Bears still lead this one 21-14. But, you know, Tommy, we've definitely seen a little more life in this Warhawk offense and defense than what we've seen the last couple weeks.
You know, from last week, Warhawks kind of looked like they're on their heels. Today, tonight, they're on their toes, and they're just going hard at the ball.
And you know, you come out, and BGM takes the opening kickoff, you know, 83 yards for a score. It would be very easy to get down and kind of let that thing happen. And then they take the first offensive play, 93 yards for a score. You think, oh, my gosh, here we go again. But definitely seen some life in the boys in red tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big letdown, you know, having two big plays. Go back for touchdowns for the other team, but then you're coming right back and saying, hey, we're not afraid of you.
Well, we've had a couple of big plays. Bortel had a pickup of, what, 65, almost 70 yards earlier.
Yeah, I mean.
So great shot in the arm for the Warhawks.
I mean, they're not giving up tonight, and let's just hope they continue this run and stop them on defense.
You know, every long play, every score gives you a little more confidence in what you're going to do on the next series. So Spiker ready to kick for the Warhawks. Spiker, low line drive kick, middle of the field. Going to be fielded about the 30. That's the 35, and he's drugged down. Great play on special teams. It's another thing we've seen much better work on the special teams for the Warhawks here tonight.
Strasser was on the stop on that one.
Strasser in on the stop for the Warhawks. Going to give the Bears first and 10. Ball spotted on their 30, I'm going to call it the 32, maybe? 32, 33. We'll give it the 33. So first and 10, ball on the Bears 33-yard line. Jansen comes back out. Breaks huddle. Jansen under center, I formation behind him, receiver each side. Ball far side of the field, Bears going right to left. We've got a flag on the field as they go. Dumont turns around. Oh, and he made the catch.
Nice catch, but we got the laundry on the field.
Number 7, Jason Knight, made a huge catch. Down.
It's on the offense, coming back.
That ball's going to come back as Dumont turned around to make a play on the ball, and Jason Knight just made an absolutely awesome play to make the catch.
That was a nice catch, but I think we're real fortunate to have a penalty on that.
And the flag came out very early, right as the ball was snapped. So illegal shift on the Bears. So a formation, something that the umpire didn't like, let the play happen, but the ball's going to come back. 5-yard penalty is going to give first and 15. Ball now back to the 28-yard line. 3:35 to go in the half. Sees the Bears leading 21-14. But the Warhawks have been able to get on the board and come back with a couple big plays of their own. Handoff's going to be right side, met at the line of scrimmage. Great play by the defense as the boys in red able to meet him at the line of scrimmage.
Gain of half yard, maybe
little
one.
Little or no gain. Yeah, he moved the marker about a yard. So second 14 for the Bears. Ball on their 29-yard line. Jansen breaks huddle. Again, two receivers set. Single back behind him, so man in the slot. Ball far side of the field. Bears going right to left as they face him. Hitch is going to be far side. He's going to turn up field. Driven down.
Ball's on the ground.
Ball comes out on the ground. We're going to take a look at it.
North Mahaff
gets on the ball. As the ball squirted out, and North Mahaff able to fall on it. The boys in red able to get on it. And now we've got the short field, Tommy. We're down inside the 30-yard line with 2:43 to go in the half. Give the Warhawks a chance to tie this one up. Coach Jarrett would love to have this thing knotted up.
Yes, he would.
In the halftime, especially with the start to this game.
Yeah, I think North Pasker boys coming out saying, hey, we're not going to let last year happen all over again.
Taking it personal, go out there and put a hit on somebody. Great play. The ball squirted out, and North Pasker able to get on it. So Mortel now getting hit up here side to Stodgill. Stodgill, full head of steam off the right side. He's going to pick up six, be down about the 20-yard line. Bring up second four for the Warhawks. I take that back. Six. I gave him six. They're going to give him five. So second and five. 2:21 to go in the half. Sees the Bears leading 21-14, but after the fumble and the Warhawks fall on the ball with the short field, looking to punch it in and tie it up here before halftime. Mortel's going to ended off right side of Rutledge. Rutledge is going to be met by a host of defenders. Try and fall forward for one. Not much of gain on the play. Going to bring up a third down, third and six for the Warhawks. Ball at the clock now inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Ball near side of the field now. Ball on our side. Wanders out wide. Pothoven in the slot. Wotell's going to take it.
Oh.
Little bubble screen intended for Rutledge. Rutledge not able to pick the ball out of the air. That's going to bring up a fourth and six. We'll see what Coach Arrett wants to do here. I would think with a minute 31 to go in the half, this is four down territory for the Warhawks.
I mean, I don't think they can kick a field goal for that long. Punt it, touchback, they're probably going to be about the same place.
Yep, not really giving up anything other than a yard to kick it. So now power eye in behind Bortel. Rutledge is going to go in motion far side. This is going to be far
reverse,
side.
Reverse, pass.
Oh, through.
Oh, that's a little bit too high.
Halfback pass action as Rutledge had Bortel, and just out of the reach of Bortel as he was open here on the near sideline right about the 10-yard line. Would have been enough to pick up the first down. So turnover on down is going to give the ball back to the Bears at the 21-yard line. They'll call it the 22. So first and 10 with a minute 24 to go for the Bears. As what created some great momentum for the Warhawks going into halftime tied up. But I tell you what, the fact that we've let two big plays in this game and still kept it within one score is testament to these boys not giving up.
That is correct.
Jansen now in the shotgun with four receivers. High snap. He's going to keep it around the right side and run to the far sideline. There he's going to be spin and be hit. Knocked down inbounds. Jansen picks up about three. Going to be up to the 25. Marking past the 25 to the 27.
That was Wanders on the stop.
Wanders on the stop. It's kind of a busted play, a little bit of a high snap, and Jansen able to take it far side and pick up positive yards. Second five with 58 seconds to go in the half. Ball sitting on the 27-yard line of the Bears. High formation now behind Jansen. Jansen under center. Receiver both sides. Handoff's going to be near side. He's going to pick up about a yard, maybe two. And the Bears are going to call a timeout with 41 seconds to go.
Quick score update.
What do you got, Tommy?
We got Albia 12, North Polk 7. Sheridan 7, Mount Pleasant 7. Iowa City, Regina 21. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 0. Let's go with Pella Christian 6 and Sigourney Kyoto 7.
Yeah, close game over at Pella Christian tonight.
Pella 7, Norwalk 0. Twin Cedars 54, Seymour 0.
Oh, that one, we know how that feels. We've been in some of those, haven't we, Tommy?
Yes, we have. Linville Soli and Montezuma are knotted up at 0.
And both those teams, Linville Soli and Montezuma, we'll be seeing later on this season.
And that Cardinal team that a couple weeks ago North Madison played is trailing Lone Tree 13-0.
We were able to go to Eldon and take a win away from that Cardinal team. Didn't play as well in the first half of that Lone Tree game, but then made it a little more interesting later on. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Slumberland. Don't miss the sales going on at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge, up to 70%. Everything's on sale, living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. Visit Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23, in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. Bubble screen, a little near side, ball incomplete. Pass considered for number 44, Garrett Boland. Incomplete pass brings up a fourth down for the Bears on this 29. Fourth and three to go is going to stop the clock with 38.3 seconds to go.
And I kind of hope North Madison can run this one back for a touchdown, have it tied up at half.
I think Coach Arrett would like that too. The crowd would like it. The boys in red would like it. We'd all like it. That would be awesome.
That would be.
Awesome. So. Low snap, little rugby style kick. Whoa. Right side. Booming kick. Now it's going to go out of bounds in North Mahaska territory. They're going to mark it. Man, where is he going?
Whoa.
Where is he going?
He needs to walk up another 10 yards.
He keep walking. He's up to 24. So he's going to mark the kick out of bounds at the North Mahaska 24-yard line. That's where we're going to take over first and 10, but with only 32 seconds to go in the half. As it only takes one play. We've seen that already tonight two times. It takes one play to take a big chunk of yardage off. So we'll see if North Mahaska, the boys in red, can break something off here right before halftime. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. Now he splits them. Offset eye.
Taking a knee.
Well, Hale's going to take a knee. Coach Arrett is okay with putting in a halftime, only down 7. With that, they're going to blow the play clock, but only 15 seconds to go on the clock. So they're going to go ahead and wind out the first half. You're listening to KIIC Radio. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawks football on KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. With that, the North Mahaska Warhawks going to the locker room at halftime, only down 7. The BGM Bears lead this one 51-14. We're going to be back here in about 10 minutes. We're going to break down the first half. Tommy's got the stats for us. We're going to bring you some of the sports from around the area. You're listening to Touchdown Tommy and your good neighbor State Farm agent Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa. You're listening to Warhawk football here on KIIC Radio. Here at halftime, the BGM Bears up 21-14, but North Mahaska coming alive there in that second quarter. They would put two scores in. As you take away two big plays, Tommy, BGM takes the opening kickoff 83 yards to the house, and then their first offensive play from scrimmage after recovering a fumble. North Mahaska there again, first quarter last week, fumbled down inside the 10-yard line. We do it again this week, lay the ball on the carpet. BGM capitalizes, takes the next play 93 yards to the house. But we hold them to one score the rest of the way and got a score right now. This is going to be a good one here in the second half.
Yeah, it is. First half, I got some stats for you. We have 20 rushes for 157 yards. And then we got passing. We were 1 for 4, 25%. But that one
was a big one.
That one pass play was 52-yard touchdown from Pothoven.
Hibbler to Pothoven. Hibbler. I don't like you saying Hibbler. I just want to call A.J. Hibbler's name tonight.
Right, and, North Mahaska is doing great with penalties, one penalty. I think last week they had...
We had 4 or 5 in the first half last week.
Last week, actually, I don't think we had any.
Bell Plain must have had a couple of them last week.
Bell Plain had quite a few. North Mahaska had maybe one.
One all last week. So a clean game so far by these two teams. Penalties for the BGM Bears.
Each team's coughed up the ball.
Yep, that's very true. BGM lays the ball on the carpet. We get the ball back on the 25-yard line, unable to go. They run a little kind of a trick play, halfback pass. As Rutledge comes near side, had Bortel open on the sideline down the 10-yard line. It's just over his head, out of his reach.
BGM with 4 penalties going on this in the first half.
4 penalties so far. You're listening to Friday Night Lights live action, North Mahaska Warhawks football. North Mahaska Warhawks, BGM Bears. But the North Mahaska had every reason to get down early, but able to power back and get within one touchdown, one score. They're in the first half, going to bring some exciting work here for the second half. So our broadcast this week brought to you by Proline Building Company, Proline Building Company, iowadreambuilder.com. New building construction is on your to-do list. Don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline's been building our agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings in Iowa since 1986. Reputation's been built on integrity, putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. Their crews work hard to get the job done right and on time. Because of this, Proline calendar is filling up for the year and even the next year, so don't wait. Visit Proline Building Company, their website, iowadreambuilder.com, all today. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell, out of Oskaloosa. Touchdown Tommy Jenkinson with me, keeping track of all the stats and all the scores from around South Central and really Southern Iowa. We go border to border.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at it on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. We thank those of you out there listening live on the interwebs to our game tonight. We got a fun one here tonight as North Mahaska looks to outplay the BGM Bears in the second half. We're getting down within about a minute. Kickoff on this second half. Tell you what, the spark and the lively crowd is something we haven't got to experience a whole lot so far this year, but looking forward to an exciting second half between the boys in red, the Warhawks in red, the red jerseys and red pants this week, the boys in red against the Bears, BGM.
I think last year I called them the Bad News Bears.
Bad News. Well, last year it was bad news. By the time we got to halftime, there had been a whole lot of scoring, and it wasn't on the part of the Warhawks.
And I want to say last year there was also a nice thunderstorm coming.
There was a little, some lightning and thunder happening off in the distance as we stood in the press box at that CTO. I want to thank all those that helped underwrite our coverage here tonight, KIC Radio. I thank Jay Mill and the boys back in the studio for doing the good things that they do. Pro Row Antiques from New Sharon, the Griffs of New Sharon, Gardner, Collier Jewelry in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa, Jim Miller, American Clean, Medicamp Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, hello better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center, Cargill of New Sharon, Community First Credit Union, and Your Voice that's powered by Community First, Proline Building Company. You get tonight's coverage sponsored by Proline Building Company. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for business. Crop Production Services. So here we go, boys. The boys in red, they wind the clock for the third quarter.
Wait, you know something I haven't done for a while?
What's that?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm's there.
And I'm here.
What's the second half of football?
BGM set to kick off for the Warhawks. We've got Wanders and Pothole back to receive. They're standing on their own 20-yard line. Crady, Andrew Crady, set the kick for the Bears. He's had a couple of them go out of bounds so far tonight. Pothole is going to come and pick this one up about the 25. Come to near side. Big hole. He can make it up near side, up past the 45. Oh. Great return by Pothole. Pothole stays on his feet, gets up to the 47-yard line. Warhawks going to be able to take over first and 10. Near midfield, great field position on a good return. Short kick, but a great return again by Pothoven. As he hit the hole, was able to follow his blockers and come up to just about midfield. So Fortell now in their pistol. He's going to hand off far side to Stodgill. Stodgill is going to be met and dropped for a loss.
Loss of two?
Loss of two on the play. Going to bring a second 12. So second 11 after the loss, going to see him again in their little wing tee. And that's going to be near side to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to get up past the original line of scrimmage and pick up about a yard. Going to bring up third and about nine. We were just alerted. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont coming back in the second quarter. They're up on Iowa City, Regina, 31-28.
Wow.
Big score there. I think the last update we had, they were down 21-0 now. Pitch is going to be near side of Stotchell. Stotchell is going to be able to cut up field past the 50, down into Bear territory, down inside their 45, down to the 44. That's going to bring up a fourth down as we're better part of a yard. The down marker on the far side of the field. Yeah, it's about a yard and a half, closer to two. That's going to bring a fourth down. So going to bring up fourth and short. Power eye behind Bortel.
Penalty.
Penalty marker comes on the field. Wait and see what the call is here. Wait to see what the call was. Not real sure. We're going to call a kind of substitution penalty. So illegal substitution on the Warhawks. We got Coach Harris talking to the officials here. He's talking to the he's a little unhappy with the call from the official in behind the defense. But a 5-yard penalty is going to back it up and give him a fourth and about six.
I think they're discussing it right now.
And he's got all three officials are now discussing it over the ball after they've moved the ball. And that's going to send the punt team onto the field for the Warhawks. And this is the officials continue to talk to Coach Arrett. Coach Arrett is very livid at the call from the official in behind the defense. He was given given an explanation by the umpire and wasn't very happy. So Simmons is going to be in the kick for the Warhawks. Kick's going to come near side. They're bouncing up to 25, inside the 20, down to the 15. Great kick by Simmons. And there it's going to be down.
Down at the 11, 10.
Down at the 11-yard line by Cole Spolstra. The Bears are going to take over first and 10. Back on their own. Call it 11, but we're going to call it the 10 because it knows the ball is touching the 10-yard line. So they're going to take over first and 10 on their own 10. Coach Eric continues to let the officials know he is very unhappy. He is with a fourth and very short situation. Turned into fourth and six, which forced them to kick. Jansen in under center, two receivers for the Bears. I formation in behind him, two backs. And now it's going to be near side. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and drops to Spolstra. Great tackle by Spolstra. Falls forward, going to give him about a yard and a half. We'll call it maybe two. We'll pick up two on the play. That's 29. That's Kevin Kilmer. Kilmer able to pick up two. Going to bring up second eight for the Bears. .928 to go in the third quarter. Sees the Bears leading 21-14. Another score of note there at halftime. Sadell up on Oskaloosa 6-0. And that's going to be right side. He's going to be met and dropped. Great play by the boys in red. Pothoven in on the stop.
We've been calling his name quite a bit.
Pothoven has been all over the place here tonight. As with his partner in crime, Gleason, normally number 81, pretty much where Pothoven is. But Gleason not even dressed out tonight as he's got his right arm in a, I should say his right wrist in a brace. But Gleason not even dressed out here tonight. Brings up third and eight. Big third down play for the boys in red. Four receivers set for the Bears. Jansen back in the shotgun. We're going to run a little bubble screen far side.
Got him.
Drop. Great play by the defense.
Number 12.
Bortel.
That's for Bortel.
Huge play by Bortel. As we saw in the first half, the Warhawks defense able to get back and read that screen, but finally able to make a play on it. Dropped him for a loss of four on the play. That's going to bring up a fourth and 12 for the Bears. They're going to kick it away from inside their own 10-yard line. Well, they run kind of a weird setup on their punt teams as well. Got four wide receivers or four what we call runners or flankers. Number seven, Jace Knight back to kick. Man comes in motion. Knight's going to come near side, a little bit of a rugby-style kick. Put the boot into it. Pothoven able to get it up about midfield, and there he's met by host of tacklers, but he gets forward. He's on the 42. So the Warhawks are going to take over a great field position, first and 10 on their own. They're on the Bear 42-yard line with 7:52 to go in the third quarter. See if the Bears lead at 21-14, but the Warhawks have been able to move the ball. Let's see if the boys in red could get in the end zone. Tie this one up. Two big plays in the first half are the difference in this game for the Bears. Bortel now under center, power eye behind him. Butledge, Pothoven, Stagio. And that's going to be near side to Stagio. Stagio's going to hit the hole, fall forward. Inside the 40, pick up of about two. And bring up second eight for the Warhawks. 7:37 to go. Clock continues to run. Third quarter action. You're listening to KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. All the score of one station. Friday Night Lights, week number four. Sees a great battle between BGM and the Warhawks of North Mahaska. The boys in red tonight as North Mahaska, red pants, red jerseys. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. Second eight, ball near side of the field. Pothoven goes in motion near side. Going to give Rutledge the ball off the right side. Pick up about a half a yard. Going to bring up third and long, third and seven for the boys in red. I think on that one, that little read option, which we saw the last couple weeks, they've had a tough time transitioning to the ball, but I think that was one Bortel maybe pulls the ball back and takes off with it because Rutledge is running in a big wall of white defenders.
Yeah, he is. Also, the ball was wet last week, too.
Very true. We had a little bit of rain in the first half. So they're back in their wing T, kind of a low snap. Enoff's going to be inside as they try to run a little little deceptive play, but Pothoven dropped for a loss. As the handoff inside was to Rutledge, and Rutledge handed up to Pothoven as he was cutting across from that flank position. And loss of about four on the play is going to create a fourth and 11 for the Warhawks. Number seven, Jason Knight, back to receive the kick, standing in his own 10-yard line. As Gage Simmons back to kick, and just inside his own territory. Simmons, a good, but
nice punt
into this, went behind it. Knight takes it at the 10.
Block in the back.
Very good. Jason still on his feet, up around the 20, and he's wrapped up and drops it to 25. But a big block in the back by the Bears, going to bring this one back.
That was obvious right there.
we had half the crowd and some of the coaching staff from this side yelling block in the back because it was blatantly obvious right in front of the officials. So we're going to wait and see when they mark this one back, but the Bears are backing up well inside their own territory.
Another penalty flag.
So the holding, so two penalties on the play, a hold on the Bears, and then also a illegal block, which they're going to take the illegal block being a spot foul back inside the 20, and that's going to mark it off down inside the Bears' own 10-yard line. That's going to give the Bears first and 10. We saw them first and 10 with a long field in front of them in the first half, and they took one play 93 yards to the house. So down on their own 9-yard line, first and 10. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Bears leading this one 21-14. Jansen, four receivers in the shotgun. Man comes in motion. That's Knight.
Oh.
High snap over his head. He's going to tuck, and he's going to fall forward. But that ball was almost given up by Jansen. A high snap. He was able to wrangle it in and then fall forward. They're going to lose 2 yards on the play.
Lost a yard.
Yeah, they're going to get a loss of a yard. So that's going to bring up second and 11. Ball inside their 10. I must have marked it out about the 8-yard line. That's what that looks to me. 5:29 to go. In the third quarter, you're listening to North Mahaska Warhawks football on KIIC Radio. Again, four receivers set for Jansen. Jansen in the shotgun. Stephanie's going to roll near side. She's going to be chased down. And the guy's out of bounds. Man was already out of bounds. He completed the reception up about the 18-yard line, but the receiver was out of bounds. That's number 21, Andrew Crady. He does all the kicking for this BGN Bear team.
He's kind of close.
Brady, a little slow coming from this sideline. He's gonna head towards the Bears sideline. So the pass out of bounds stops the clock at 5:11 to go in the third quarter. BGM up 21-14, but the boys in red have had some good things happen here tonight. We look to get the ball back and punch it into the end zone. As a 3rd and 11, BGM Bears deep in their own territory. Big third down play here for North Mahaska Warhawks. I formation behind Jansen. Jansen's gonna drop back. He's gonna throw it up. Incomplete pass. As pass intended for number 44, Garrett Boland. Boland was streaked up the near side. Andrew Gumont on the defense for the Warhawks, knocking the ball free. So that's going to bring up a big fourth down. Great defensive stop for the Warhawks.
Looks like
5:04 to go.
Looks like Coach Harris sitting there saying that was offensive pass interference.
Kind of looked like the ball was a little underthrown, and Boland turned around, and looks like he did have some hands on there, but. At any rate, number seven, Jason Knight, back to kick, standing in his own goal line. Low kick. Come on, get it, Pothoven. Come on, get it. He grabs it at the 35, falls forward. And North Mahaska has been playing the field position game so far here in the second half. He falls on it, surrounded by a bunch of white defenders with 4:54 to go in the third quarter. North Mahaska just keeps chipping away. We're going to get it all first and 10 inside our own 35-yard line. Inside the Bears' 35-yard line. Short field here. 35 yards to tie this one up would be a big victory for this team. Two big plays. With some outstanding defense since the first quarter. Get North Mahaska in this. Mortel under center, power eye behind him. He's going to roll out fake. Got a man open. He's going to throw it up for grabs. That's Rosendahl. Oh, and intercepted down to the 10-yard line. Ball well underthrown of Rosendahl. Number 29, Kevin Kilmer. Able to wrangle it in for the Bears. So with the interception, they're going to get the ball back first and 10, all on the 20-yard line. Ball not thrown very well by Bortel. He just kind of threw it up for grabs. It seems like a lot of the passes we've had so far tonight, Tommy, just kind of been up for grabs and let somebody make a play on him, and just out of the hands of Rosendahl, which gave the Bear defender Chance Kilmer to get underneath and make the catch. So, first and 10, four wide receivers for the Bears. Jantham going to fake a little bit of a bubble screen, keep the ball inside. He's hit. He's going to get up past the 25.
Pothoven did not want to let him go.
Pothoven just grabbed him and held on for dear life. They don't have the height and weight listed for either side here, but I told Jantham's looks like a pretty formidable athlete, above average in height and in size. He's given up more than a few inches to Pothoven, I'll tell you that right
now. Yeah.
4:14 to go. Bears have the ball. Second and 3. Ball on their 27-yard line. Ham's going to be near side. He's going to run over left side, come back up the field, and drop down inside the almost to the 40-yard line. Just on the 28. Colton Massengale. He looked like he took kind of an awkward cut there as he tried to cut into the middle of the field and kind of fell over himself.
Yeah, it looks like he tripped over his own feet.
Looks like he's running all right, though. Tanner Jensen, Jason Knight coming on the field for the Bears with the play. Enough for the first down. So first and 10, ball just inside the 40-yard line. Off the 39 of the Bears. Four wide receivers set for Jensen. Jensen in the pistol. Knight goes in motion. Going to fake the handoff. He's come near side, run up the sideline. He'll be knocked out of bounds. Pickup of about 3 on the play.
I'd say about 4.
So second about 6 for the Bears. Ball sitting on their own 44-yard line. 3:36 to go. So runner out of bounds stops the clock. BGM Bears lead this one 21-14, but the Warhawks have had their opportunities so far. Second and 6, Jansen under center, I formation behind him. Two receivers. Handoff's going to be near side. He's going to be out of the line of scrimmage and drops, and then a flag comes in late.
That's going to be on the offense.
That's generally in the area of offensive holding, and it is. Anytime the umpire from behind the quarterback throws a flag, most times, probably 8 times out of 10, it's an offensive holding. Albion, 26-14 on North Polk here, Tommy. You want to take a look at some of the areas?
Yeah, look at this. I was seated in Regina, 38. Eddieville Blakeford, 0.
Can't be right, because we just had that one up to 8. We may have had the wrong score on that one, or an error, because a few minutes ago, that was 31-28, Eddieville up.
Sigourney, Kyoto, 17. Pella Christian, 14.
So four receivers set, Jansen under center, second in the long way, second 16, little bubble screen near side. It's going to be Knight. Knight's going to cut in, going to cut back to the sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Spolstra, 22, second 16, and he picked up about 18 on the play. Up past midfield, going to give the Bears first down, moving the chains into North Mahaska territory.
Oskaloosa is leading Fidel, 23-6.
23-6, good deal. So we know quite a few kids and parents on that Oskaloosa side, me and Tommy do. So that was 6-0 going into halftime. So good to see Oskaloosa jump on top of that State Elton. Four receiver set again for Jansen and the Bears. A low snap. Jansen's met. Tackled for a loss. Spolstra was in there. Pothoven was in there. The Hudnut number 51. Davis, Colton Davis, 51, in on the stop. It's kind of a low snap, and Jansen trying to make something out of it. But boys in red, the defense wasn't going to let him do that. So tackled for a loss, going to bring up second 11 for the Bears.
Albia 26, North Polk 21.
Ooh, that's a close game.
Yeah, that is.
Close game. Jansen under center now, receiver each side, high formation behind him. And a fake handoff to the thrower. Great defense by Andrew Dumont as the pass was intended down the field. Number 7, Jordan Knight, Jace Knight. But Dumont able to turn around and make a play on the ball. Great. A great play by Dumont.
Dumont's been breaking up a lot of passes.
They have been I don't know if they've been singling him out aside from they've just been going after that number 7, Jace Knight. And it seems like every time we've called that, Dumont's been there on the defense to be able to knock it away. Great play by Andrews. Going to bring up 3rd and 11. Big 3rd down stop for the Northland High School Warhawk defense. Need to get a big stop here. They're going to come out. Their 4 receivers set. Jansen back in the shotgun. Spreading the field. Jansen a little bit of a high snap. He outruns Davis. Jansen's going to tuck it, keep it around right side. He's going to cut it up the far sideline. He's going to be down inside the 30 and be drug out of bounds.
Up to 21, 22. Nope.
That's going to be about a 30-yard pickup. We had defenders on the far side, but good blocking by the Bear offense. That's going to give or just inside the 30. I'm sorry. It's kind of hard for us. That's the far side of the field from where we're at. Ball's going to be put 1st and 10 on the Warhawk 25-yard line. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. See the BGM Bears lead this one 21-14. Jensen under center, 4 receivers. Man comes in motion near side. And a handoff near side. They keep contained. Pothoven comes up. Hibbler was there as well. Finally gets to call that Hibbler name. I've been Number 13 comes up, and Pothoven helps him. They knock him down.
You've been itching to say it.
I've called Bortel's number all night with Hibbler's name. No gain on the play. He's going to bring him 2nd and 10. Ball still on the 25-yard line. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Been a constant struggle here in the third quarter. No score so far. Getting 4 receivers set. Spread them out. Jensen under center. Jensen's going to take it a little bubble screen near side. Great block. But he was smothered then by Wanders. Wanders Davis was there. Hibbler was in on the stop for the Warhawks. Again, I don't believe we had a gain on the play. They snuffed it out.
Bortel almost was in there to pick that off.
Bortel was very, very close. So 3rd and 10, minute 7 left to go in the third quarter. The Bear drive stalling here just a little bit. Again, they come out and their 4 receiver set Jansen in the backfield. Defense in red. He rolls near side, throws it up.
How did he catch
that?
The ball
is caught. Passed down toward the... Toward the goal line, and caught at the 1 by number 21. That's Andrew Crady. That's an outstanding acrobatic catch by Crady as Jensen just threw that ball up, and Crady was able to come down with it. Wanders in on the defense.
1st and goal on the 1.
1st and goal to go, ball on the 1-yard line. And then that 3rd long, Jensen just kind of threw it up for grabs, and Crady able to come down with it. And it's going to be right side. He's going to be stopped near the goal line, driven back, but he's going to cross the goal line with Stagill hanging on to him. They're going to punch it in from the score. That's number 29, Kevin Kilmer. Kilmer goes in for the 1-yard score for the Bears. So the Bears up 27-14, pending the extra point. 37.9 to go in the third quarter. Grady setting up to kick the extra point. Hold by Jansen. Ball snaps down. Kick is up. The kick is good. So with that score, that puts it 2 scores out there for the Bears. Leading this one 28-14 with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, you're listening to KIIC's coverage of Friday Night Lights, Northland High School Warhawk football, KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. I want to thank Proline Building Company for sponsoring our broadcast tonight. This broadcast brought to you by Proline. Building agrees what Proline does. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. 641-888-0134. It's specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream, available in most areas, but not all. So call Danielle at 641-888-0134. Crady sets up the kick for the Bears. After that score puts them up 2 touchdowns. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball. A little bit of breeze, pushes the ball off the tee, so Crady's going to reset. Looks like we have Stodgehill and Pothover back to receive the kick. They're standing on their own 15-yard line. Brady up. High kick. Stodgehill comes up to about the 20, feels it, and the 25. 30, 35. Oh, he's got the red line. He's got just a kicker to beat. He's got it.
He's got it.
30, 20, 15, 10. Sasha all the way to the house. Sasha takes it 80 yards all the way. 80 yards all the way for Carson Sasha. First kick he's received so far this year. Carson takes it all the way to the house. Scored by BGM. North Massey comes back, takes the instilling kickoff. He takes it 80 yards to the house for Carson Sasha. Puts the Warhawks back on the board as they bring life into the crowd. So 12 seconds, he takes it 80 yards. Carson Stodgehill all the way to the house. Puts a 28-20, pending the extra point here. That ball's down, kick is up. The kick is good. Great kick by Jack Munson, number 2, a sophomore. So Munson's kick is good. That puts it back to 28-20. Back to a one-score game. North Mahaska looking for a spark. They got it. And Carson Sasha, number 9, the senior, takes the kick 80 yards to the house. A lot of life. We get a lot of football left here in this last quarter as the Warhawks were able to move the ball pretty well in that third quarter.
Yeah, they were.
Didn't have much to answer for it, but man, one big play, and that's the kick return 80 yards by Carson Stodgehill to put the Warhawks back on the board. That little bit of excitement that we've been needing. So now that puts 79 Spiker back to kick for the Warhawks. What a great play by Carson Stodgehill. He hit the hole, was able to hit the far sideline, run around Crady, make Crady miss, and take it all the way to the house. Good, exciting football, Tyler.
Oh, this is a very good game.
This is great stuff. Great stuff. You know, for the Warhawks, had the ball, BGM marches down kind of a long drive and scores. And just when you thought, you know, they'd kind of take a minute and rest, Carson Stodgehill puts a jolt back in the boys in red. So, Spiker ready to kick. Yes, Jason Knight sitting back on his 15. Low line drive kick bounces to the 20, the 15. Knight picks it up at the 15, up past the 20, 25. He hits the hole, up past the 30, 45. He outruns another tackler, makes a pass to 45. He's going to be marked down about the 48-yard line.
Or Wander's took him down.
Decent coverage on that for the Warhawks, but certainly like to pin the Bears a little deeper in their own territory. But the Bears will take over first and 10. Ball on their 47-yard line on the far hash mark. Bears traveling left to right as you face the radio dial. 16.7 to go in the third quarter. Sees the Bears up 28-21, but Bears took it down and scored. And the Warhawks answered right back with a kick return by Carson Stodgehill, 80 yards to the house. Jansen in the shotgun, full receiver set. Little bubble screen, got a man open. Pass in behind, pass intended number 21, Andrew Crady. As Jansen's throw was in behind, Crady was there and was open. But the pass was in behind it. Stops the clock with 13.3 to go. Going to bring up second and 10 for the Bears. Warhawk offense been able to move the ball, but I tell you what, special teams play. Huge kick return for the Warhawks. So back on the board. Second and 10 now. Jansen with four receivers, two each side. In the shotgun, he's going to roll near side. Blocks. He's going to throw one downfield. Pass is intended and caught. Caught by Jace Knight as he's juggling backwards. Pothoven on the coverage. Not able to break it up, and Chase Knight comes down with it around the 20-yard line. That's going to stop the clock with the first down with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Looks like Pothoven's looking to get the interception, so playing the ball next to the man.
Pothoven needed about 4 more inches.
Yes, he did.
Pothoven's given up a couple inches on on the defensive side of the ball to Jace Knight. The clock's going to run out on the third quarter. Third quarter saw scores by both teams. We'll go into the fourth quarter. Warhawks behind in this one, 28-21, but a huge play in that third quarter by Carson Stagiel, returning a kick 80 yards to the house for the score. So they're going to wind the clock for the fourth quarter. Just a chance to thank some more of our sponsors out there for making this all possible. I want to thank Crop Production Services. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon, your local experts for seed and crop protection products, as well as Agronomic Service. Crop Production Service, the one name for crop production info. I know there's another one I haven't hit yet tonight. Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon has all your fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications. Tommy, you got some scores from around the area?
Yeah, I'll show us Albia and North Polk, 26-21. That's at halftime. Let's go with Iowa City, Regina, 38. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0. We also have Pella Christian, 21. Sigourney, Hyota, 17. Oskaloosa, 23. Saddell, 12. Pella is over Norwalk, 28-0.
Pella, the number one team at Class 3A here in Iowa.
Washington, 14. Fairfield, 6.
Put a shellacking on the Oskaloosa Indians last week at home. At home in Oskaloosa. So first and 10, ball on the 19-yard line. Jansen in the shotgun, four receivers set. He's going to take the pass, keep it up the middle. He's going to hit drops. Pick up about 3 on the play. Bring up second about 7. Second and 7 for the BGM Bears.
You know who was on the stop?
Who's that?
Hibbler.
Hibbler. I should have guessed. Been calling his name all night, whether it was him or not.
That's why I asked you.
Jansen in the shotgun again. Two receivers both sides. They spread the field. He's going to fake run right. He's going to run left, and there he's going to be met by
Sockhill, Hibbler.
Hibbler, Pothoven. See who else is getting up out
Portel.
Of that. Portel, maybe. That's 76. Gipple. Is that Gipple on that, 76?
I do believe so.
Nope, that's 78. I'm sorry, 78. My eyesight. No, we don't have a 78. We'll give it to Gipple. His dad catches us about every week and makes sure we don't say anything bad about the center. So far we haven't had any reason to. So big third down play here for the Boys in Red defense. Four receivers. Jensen in the shotgun. Jensen's going to keep it over right side. Big hole. Jensen's going to take it into the score. Jensen takes it 15 yards. In for the score as they spread out the defense. A big hole on that right side. Jensen takes it 15 yards to the score. Puts the Bears up 34-21, pending the extra point by Crater. Jensen in the hole. Crady to kick. Goes down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So the 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter. That brings the spread back out to 14. That's a big pass play on third and long. Got the ball close for the Bears, and then in three plays they're able to punch it in. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Community First Credit Union. And your voice, powered by Community First Credit Union, your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. Broadcast tonight brought to you by ProLine Building Company. We thank the guys at ProLine for sponsoring us again this year. You're listening to 2014 Friday Night Lights, week number 4, North Mass Warhawks at home. BGM. The Bears leading this one 35-21, but some real bright spots for the Warhawks tonight. As Jace Knight gets set to kick off for the Bears. Bears kicking right to left, as you say, your radio dial. Stagiel and Pothoven, I would think they would kick away from Stagiel here, but a low line drive kick is going to be fielded by Hibbler. Is going to be kind of near sideline, up past the 35, down and up to the 40. I guess call Hibbler's name again.
Hey.
Three quarters, I don't know if I said it. I know I said it, but not necessarily for him. But he gets in on the action here in the fourth quarter.
Foster comes off holding his arm a little
gingerly there.
Yeah.
So the Warhawks will take over first and 10, ball on their own 40-yard line. Good return on the short kick by Hibbler. Now you've got their kind of spread or their low snap. Handoff's going to be left side to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to try and run away from the defender.
We got face mask.
And we got a...
I saw that face mask.
Lots of flyers come in. So a face mask to get to come in. As Rutledge tried to run off left side, not doing much, and the boys in white tried to pile on top of him. Somebody grabbed the face mask. So a personal foul, that's going to give him a fresh set of downs, and that's going to get the ball up past midfield for the Warhawks down into BGM territory. Oh, so not a 15-yard variety. So
inadvertent.
In a high school game, there's still the inadvertent face mask. So 5-yard penalty from the spot. So we're going to pick up a first and about 8 now. Ball about the 47. No, I take it 42. Ball sitting on the 42-yard line. 10-17 to go in the fourth quarter for the Warhawks. Well, there. Pitch is going to be far side to Stachel. Stachel looking for opening. He gets away from a defender up the sideline. Oh, and a shoestring tackle by number 29, Kilmer. Kilmer dives for his ankle. They're able to get him. If Stachel's able to get to the edge on that, he's got nothing but green between him and the goal line. Good pickup by Stachel. Stachel picks up about 5. That's going to bring up second 3 on the play. If he was stopped in the backfield, didn't think he was going to have much room to run, but able to make something positive out of it. So, ball on the far hash mark. Offset eye behind Bortel. Wanders in the nearest tight handoff. It's going to be to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to run off left side and be the stopped and pushed backwards. So loss of about 1 on the play is going to bring up 3rd and 4. Now they give him the line of scrimmage back, so 3rd and 3. Ball about the 47-yard line. Need to get to the 50 to move the chains. 9:03 to go in the fourth quarter. Now in their split T. Hotel's going to pitch near side to Stachel. Stachel's going to cut it upfield. He's going to be drugged down just short of the 50. We're going to wait and see where they spot the ball. And they'll probably measure this one to get an idea. I think he's going to be just short from the spot where we're standing at. It's not directly in front of us, but pretty close. Looking down the side, yeah, looking down the line, the umpire's going to make a motion that it's very short. So fourth down. Fourth and very, very short for the Warhawks up near midfield. So big play for the Warhawk offense to keep this drive alive with 8:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Bortel now under center, power eye. Going to keep it, run left side. We're going to wait and see where they mark the ball.
I think he got it.
Yeah, from where the official on the far side came running in.
And the official on the near side, they're on the other side.
Yeah, they're all on the other side of the 50-yard line. That's about to move the chain. The first and 10. Mark Mahaska keeping the drive alive. Bortel took the snap. Looked like he was initially stopped, but able to make around that left edge. Pick up the first down.
That's where I like that forward progress.
Very much so. 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. BGM leading this one 35-21, but North Mahaska moving the ball. Bortel, handoff's going to be near side. He's going to keep it. Pitch far side. Stachel cuts upfield in the midfield. That's past 45, down to the 43. Pick up a 7 on the play for Carson. As we're now inside 8 minutes to go. Good pickup by Carson Stachel. He picked up about 8 on the play. I take it back. Pick up a 7 on the play. He's going to bring up 2nd and 3. That's a long 3. We might call it 2nd and 4, but Ball three, inside 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BGM leading this one 35-21. Second three, Patel in the pistol. He's going to tuck it and keep it. Run off right side. Pickup of about 1.5 yards. Yeah, we'll give him one. They're still going to need two more for the first down. That's going to bring up 3rd and 2 for the Warhawks. .657 to go. 3rd and 2 for the Warhawks. Ball on the 42-yard line. Need to break the 40-yard line for the first. Pitch is going to be near side to Stotchill. Stotchill cut upfield, hurdles the defender. He's going to lose a yard. That's going to bring the ball back to the BGM 44-yard line, and that's going to bring up 4th and 4. Wait and see. Looks like Coach Aaron, this is down 2 scores with 6.5 minutes to go. This is 4-down territory for the Warhawks. Big 4th down play here for the Warhawks. Patel's going to roll on near side, looking for a defender. Oh, and overthrows the outstretched hands of Stotchill. And Stotchill, I don't think he would have had enough for the first down. And they rolled out near side, and Bortel overthrows his intended receiver. So with that, it's going to turn over on downs and give the BGN Bears the ball back on their own 44-yard line. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with 6 minutes to go as the two teams switch sides. Board map, the cheerleaders look to get this crowd riled up as we need a big defensive stop now. High formation in behind Jansen, 2 receivers, and that's going to be near side, and that's Kilmer. Kilmer got cut far side, and he's drugged back to Bortel.
2 yard gain.
Pick up about 2, yep. Against 2nd and 8. By BGM, we just pound the ground and try and run the clock here. High 34 to go in the fourth quarter. BGM Bears leading this one 35-21. Warhawks looking to get a big stop here and get the ball back. 2 tight ends, high formation, Justin, handoff will be near side. Going to cut back upfield. It's going to be dropped at the 50. Pickup of about 4.
Pothoven and
Colton Nightingale on the carry for the Bears. It's going to bring up a 3rd and about 3 for the Bears. Big 3rd down stop, but the Warhawks can stop them, get the ball back here, give them the opportunity to get back on the board. High formation, 2 tight ends for the Bears. Jensen under center. You know, it's going to be near side. He's met in the hole and dropped. Great play. Dumas in there. Rotel's in there. Spiker was in there. The drop for a loss of about 0.5 yard is going to bring up 4th and 3 for the Bears. With 4:26 to go. So, again, this kind of funky punt formation for the Bears is they have 4 wideouts, or 4 runners. That's going to take the ball left side, a little rugby-style kick toward the sideline. He's going to kick it out of bounds. Pretty decent kick by Knight.
Right in the coffin corner.
For the Bears. We'll wait and see where they mark this one out of bounds.
Off the 5?
Down at the 5. Great kick by Knight. So 44-yard kick out of bounds gives the Warhawks the ball back at the 5-yard line. We're going to take them a 1st and 10 with 3:57 to go in this one. We're still down 2 scores. North Maasco looking for 2 quick ones. The Bears lead this one 35-21. Bortel, Rutledge, and Stotchill behind him. pitch is going to be near side. Stop. Still able to get it. Comes up to the 15, 20. Runs over a man at the 20, up to the 25. Great catch by Stasio around the near side. His pitch was a little bit in front of him, but able to get a hold of it. And the Bears are going to take a timeout. It's a big pickup of 20 for Carson Stasio. The BGN's going to talk about it for a minute with 3:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Stasio took the pitch. Now, we talked about it a little earlier, but next week we're going to be at Colfax for Colfax Mingo, another district game for these North Nebraska Warhawks. And then we're back home here in a couple of weeks as we look for homecoming that first week of October. Check a few of our area scores.
You know, if North Nebraska can keep this drive alive and just take it all the way down the field and stop them on defense, I do believe that they might be able to tie it up, possibly win the game.
It's going to take a quick score, and possibly I think you're in the territory of an onside kick or, you know, just a fortunate bounce to give them an opportunity to get two quick scores. We've seen it happen, you know, a quick kick return for Carson Stasio there in the third quarter. Now, power eye in behind Bortel. Bortel's going to hand it off to Pothoven far side. Pothoven's going to run for the sideline. He's going to try and outrun the defender, and we're going to get a flag in on the play. The longer he's on the field. The pickup of about two on the play, close to three, and the officials on the far sideline are talking about it. It looks like it would appear to be a penalty on BGM as they're talking to the North Nebraska captain.
Holding.
Oh, that's a hold.
The only person over there was Gage Simmons.
Gage Simmons. They got caught in for a hold on that far side. So that's going to back the ball up, spot foul, and give them another shot of first down. But it's going to drag them back severely. The ball back inside the 15. Second and about 20. First and 20, I guess we get to replay first down, but still first and 20, first and a long ways for the Warhawks. Not what you want to see when you're trying to get down and get a quick score. We've got the athletes that can score quick. Spot Holman was trying to get around that outside edge. And that's going to be Rutledge.
Oh, wide open.
He's got a man open. That's Waters. Waters going to catch it. That's 35. They're about 40. Midfield, 50. 50. Indians low territory, 30. 20. Going to be knocked out from behind inside the 15. Knocked out of bounds by 29 as a touchdown saving tackle by Kevin Kilmer.
16 to the 14.
Wanders had nobody around him. As Wanders had got into the back of that defense, a huge pickup by Wanders going to give the Warhawks first and 10. Down their own 16, or in the Bears' 16-yard line, deep in the Bear territory. As they look for a quick score and then to get the ball back, we got 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Big play. Bortel to Wanders on this near side. First and 10, ball spot on the 15. Offset eye with Bortel in the back. And now it's going to be to Stachel. Stachel's going to run off right side. He's going to stay up, be supported by one of his offensive line and fall forward. We've got a timeout. Timeout by the Warhawks with 2:48 to go. If Carson Stachel picks up five on first down, he's going to bring up second five from the 10. I want to let you know that this broadcast tonight brought to you by ProLine Building Company. Building dreams is what ProLine does. Let them help you realize your dreams with the ProLine Building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call ProLine Building Company now. ProLine has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website, iowadreambuilder.com today. Book your dream. The clock stop was 2:48 to go. In the fourth quarter, North Nebraska talking about it. They're down their own 10-yard line, second and five to go. And this is going to take us a quick score and then a fortunate bounce or some sort of onside kick to get the ball back and try and tie this one up before we run out of time. North Mass have been able to move the ball tonight. So you had the fumble early in the first quarter down deep into Bear territory where they were getting ready to punch in after a huge run by Bortel. You know, you take some of those things into account. Two huge plays by the BGM special teams returning the opening kickoff.
And then that 93-yard run.
93-yard run
those
after,
two away.
After the fumble.
Tie game.
Bortel now. All right. He's going to cut it up left side. He's going to fall forward. Pick up about two. Yeah, they're going to give him one, so third and about four. Clock continues to run, 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. The Warhawks are going to be quick to the line. Warhawks are going to take another timeout. I want to say that's their second timeout taken here in the game. Big flashes for this Warhawk team tonight, Tommy, is we've seen some big plays. We saw some big plays down the field, big runs. I still think they've got their best football or better football ahead of them, as they've had a hard time putting really all four quarters together.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. You know, once they get all four quarters to click, just like they did, you know, for this game, I think this team could actually be contenders.
This team's got a lot of talent. From Scotchill, Bortel, Rutledge. We've seen the defense show up a couple times tonight and really stop the BGM Bears from doing much anything on a couple drives, and then BGM come back and make some big plays. So.
I mean, Gumont on the corner, I mean, he's made some big plays.
Thrown Gumont a couple times, he's able to step in and knock the ball away. So, 2:27 to go. Ball down inside the 10. Ball spotted at the 9. Third and 4 for the Warhawks. Cortell's going to keep it over right side. He's going to be wrapped up in the line of scrimmage and dropped. The Bears are claiming the ball came out. But I think forward progress stops. So.
We're in
fourth down territory. It's fourth and 4. They're trying to spot the ball. Looks like it was still fourth and about 4. Ball spotted on the 9. Not sure what's...
Tying a shoe.
Oh, he's got an equipment malfunction. So we've got a BGM player trying to tie his shoe on the field, and Coach Harris decided he's going to go ahead and take his last timeout in the second half and talk about this fourth down play. The game boils down to one big play here. 4th and 4, ball spotted on the 9. With 2:04 to go in the game, North Nebraska down 35-21. Looking for a quick score and maybe a fortunate bounce the other way, giving them the ball back with a chance to put two scores on the board. What a beautiful night. What a good football game. Clean, hard fought by both sides. So 2:04 to go. Big play here for North Mahaska. They need 4 yards to keep this drive alive, to keep this game, give them an opportunity to try and score. Rutledge and Stodgill in behind Bortel. Bortel on the pistol. This is going to be near side. The ball is knocked incomplete as it ran a little halfback pass near side. Stodgill intended for Wanders. Ball knocked incomplete into the end zone. So that's going to give BGM the ball back, 1st and 10, on their own 9-yard line with 1:58 to go in the fourth quarter. You know, we've had a couple plays like that tonight, Tommy, on fourth down where, you know, we had the little halfback pass near side that the ball was all overthrown. We had another opportunity where, I don't believe it was Stodgill, but one of the other backs had Bortel open on the near side and overthrown on fourth down. So,
yep.
Jansen's going to take his time here. Under center handoff's going to be right side. It's going to be Kilmer. Kilmer falls forward for a couple. And bring up second down.
You know, one of their halfback passes actually works out for Wanders. for the 60-plus yard.
64-yard pickup.
Yep.
On that one. BGM contends to use every single second of the play clock as we're down inside a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter, second and about five. For the Bears. Jensen under center. Going to turn around, hand it near side. Ball's driven back. It looked like maybe a loss on the play. Loss of about a half yard. Then we have third and long. We get down to a minute to go in the game.
Dakota Hudnut, Andrew Goodmont on that stop.
A couple of guys coming in, throwing a hit there late on that play, but they knock him down. So we're inside a minute to go, 52 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Bears leading at 35-21. Jansen now under center, I formation behind him, single receiver far side. You know it's going to be right up the middle. Going to duck it back. That's going to be Kilmer. Kilmer's going to fall forward. I think that's going to be enough. Going to make it back up to about the 20. That's going to be enough to move the chains. So I think...
All I got to do is kneel on it. Game's over.
34 seconds to go in this one. Clock stops with the first down. BGM, I would think, would be reserved to just go ahead and take a knee on this for this last play of the game.
Yep, there's the victory for...
Formation by BGM. And the clock's going to run out on the North Mahaska Warhawks tonight as they came out, let a couple of big plays by BGM get up and down the field for some long plays. And that's the difference in tonight's game, two scores, 35-21. Wendell Campbell, your Denver State Farm agent, Oskaloosa, touchdown Tommy. Thank you all for listening in tonight. Glad we could bring it to you. We thank all our sponsors. KIIC Radio, Friday Night Lights, week number four. We thank all you out there in radio land and on the interwebs listening to it. But your final score tonight from North Mahaska.
The heartbreaker.
BGM Bears take the victory, 35. North Mahaska Warhawks, 21. And I haven't done it yet, but I guess we could do some sort of good neighbor play of the game or good neighbor player of the game. Tommy, I tell you, think about that. You can pick one. I'm going to pick one while we kind of recap some of the rest of what happened here tonight.
You know, I got to say, I'll go with the defensive player since that's usually my forte is defensive side. I'm going to have to go with a name that we called quite a bit, and I believe that would be Adam Pothoven.
Pothoven. Around the ball all the time. Not the biggest guy on the field, but a guy that just seemed like he was always around. What was going on. I'm going to pick up one on the offensive side of the ball. Carson Stodgill, 80-yard kick return there in the third quarter, and that's more of a special teams player than an offensive player. But Carson, just the absolute workhorse on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe didn't get all the carries tonight that he's got in the past couple of weeks, but Carson definitely a guy that puts his heart and soul out there and plays every single down as hard as he possibly can. Enjoyed bringing it to you tonight. We thank you all for listening in. Again, the North Mahaska Warhawks come up on the short end of the stick against a pretty evenly matched BGM team. You know, not the same BGM team we saw last year. And I think North Mahaska may have feared that a little bit coming out here. But, you know, a hard-fought battle. This one's going to be tough for Coach Harrett and the boys in red to take to practice this week. But great thing is they're going to look at video, get practicing on Monday. We're going to head to Colfax, Flamingo Colfax next week. Me and Tommy will be bringing it to you live, 7 p.m. start next Friday night. So, well, thank you for listening. Catch the Locker Room Show after the game tonight on 96.7 KIIC Radio or on Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. You can either catch it online or catch it on TV over the air. So, hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Again, North Mahaska losing it tonight, 35-21. We'll see you all next week. Thank you.